That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Did you ever watch The Staircase?
I never did.
Oh, man.
I know. It's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
I want to watch it.
I actually don't think I finished it. I got kind of bored.
Yeah, I always like intend to watch those true crime things, but then I just Wikipedia it and I know what happened.
I mean, I can't believe there are people that are like, he's innocent. And so I was curious what you thought, because I was like, I'm sorry, what?
No, of course not. Isn't his like main defense that there was a owl that like fucking David Bowie turned into an owl and flew in through the window like some bad CGI in the labyrinth and kicked his wife in the head and then she fell down the stairs and that's what happened? Fuck no.
Yeah, that's
the dumbest shit I've ever heard. If I murdered somebody, I'd come up with something better than that.
The owl theory.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you another detail of that story?
Yes.
Okay, so he claims that he finds his wife at the bottom of the stairs. And she's bleeding profusely for falling down the stairs and has like puncture wounds in her head and shit for falling down the stairs.
You got some pointy stairs.
Yeah. It's very whatever. And that's what he says happened, is that she fell. Turns out years earlier, another woman died falling down the stairs. And guess who was the last person to see her alive as well?
Oh, my God.
This fucking guy. And he ends up adopting that woman's kids. They're his fucking kids, and they like defend him in the documentary.
What?
But I'm sorry that if you're the last person to see two women alive, and when they fall down the stairs, I'm sorry, he's not innocent. I don't understand people that think he's innocent. And also the opening scene in fucking The Staircase, he's like taking you through the house, and they go out to the pool or whatever.
He still lives there?
I think he's in prison now.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, that's similar.
But when they were filming the documentary, he was not in prison. Right. And so he's like giving him a tour and he's like, oh yeah, this is, he's like, and this is the last time I saw her alive, or this is the last place I saw her alive. And then he like pauses and he goes, no, she was alive when I found her at the bottom of the stairs. He like corrects himself. Like, I'm sorry. That man is not innocent.
No.
He killed his wife. Or he killed the first woman, got away with it, saw how easy it was, and then this wife really did just fall down the stairs, or an owl attacked her, sure, because of some amazing karmic justice.
Oh my God.
He got blamed for it, but in reality, he probably just killed them both.
He just killed them both.
Or the first woman died of an accident, and he again saw how easy it was. They were just like, oh, she just fell.
Yeah, so, true.
And he was like, true. That's how I'm going to kill my wife.
Which, I mean, that's so dumb. Like, because then you would be like, they're probably going to connect these. It's more than a coincidence if two wives die the same way, right?
Well, the one wasn't his wife. It was his friend.
Two girlfriends.
Either
two
way,
ladies.
He was the last person to see both of these women alive. And they both died falling down the stairs. So.
He did it.
He did it.
What number is it? Whose turn is it?
This is going to be number 61.
It's me.
It's gonna be you.
It's gonna be me.
Yes. I heard that song on the radio the other day and I was jamming in my car to it. No shame. No, none whatsoever. I fucked with NSYNC. That was a weird thing to say. You know how people say like, oh, I fuck with that?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I fucked with NSYNC when I was
yeah.
A kid, but that's a really weird thing to say.
I fuck with NSYNC now.
We shouldn't try to talk like youths.
I love that phrase though.
Me too. It's like, oh yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah. 100% I fuck with that. Dope.
That's weird.
All the other
I fuck
things
with that. Yeah.
That kids say.
You know what else the kids say?
What do they say?
Well, I don't know if they're kids, but people say nice things about us on iTunes. And because you don't have iTunes, I like to read our reviews to you.
I can't wait.
By the way, we are so close to 100 reviews on iTunes.
Really?
Isn't that insane?
I love it.
You guys are the nicest. We have two reviews where people mention us not being drunk while recording this, which is so funny to me. So this one is from RosieJoe906. Says awesome hosts. Oh my God, I love this podcast. It's almost exactly how my friends and I just sit around and talk about random things, but it's better because they're not drunk and the stories are good. She said, love them and love all the weird things they discuss. Bonus that they're in my home of Seattle. Keep doing what you do. Rosie, let's be friends.
I love it.
If you're in Seattle, come on.
We do the same thing when we accidentally get too drunk at meetups.
Yep. We've gone to a few like podcast meetups and had way too many glasses of wine or vodka that one time. And I sang karaoke.
Oh my
God. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, did you sing karaoke too?
Probably.
I was so drunk. I truly do not remember.
I feel like it just didn't matter. So I forgot. I forgot a lot about that. But, you know, sometimes like you go out and you feel like I don't think I drank enough to like black out, but like nothing mattered that happened.
Nothing mattered.
Nothing mattered. Like you talk to people, you don't know what you talked about. It's not because, which is a really a blessing because most of the time I do remember the things in so much detail that I go over it forever and ever and worry about it and nobody else remembers.
And you just cringe from embarrassment of the stupid shit you said.
Forever.
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 And when it's like a drunk instance or whatever, then you're just getting like flashes of things and you're like, God. Oh God, no.
You're like, did I say that? Why did I say it that way? Did I, you know?
It's the worst.
And then you're like, you just realize like, why did I do that? Like, I can't hang.
We both can't hang.
I can't hang at all.
You have the fairy princess thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Christy will, several times that we have gotten drunk, she'll like take an Uber home and she'll be like, I don't even know how I got home. I just woke up this morning and I feel magically fine. Just woke up in my own bed, not hungover at all. And somehow I got home. I'm just like, what the fuck? What do you mean? I'm like puking for hours. So upset.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Must be nice, Christy.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for that review.
I loved it.
It was great. We're also about to hit, or we might have just hit 100 members in our Facebook group.
That's right. It's been active lately.
People are sharing amazing stories about knowing people in cults and knowing people that own death museums. And
I've seen some great, like, just weird pictures that they have or like, you know, stuff like that.
Our friend Sarah got a cute little kitten and she named it Yeti. So she posted that in there.
Oh my God. Yes.
Ugh, it's wonderful. So if you want to join the Facebook group, look up That's Weird Podcast on Facebook. Also, we're so close to like 1,000 followers on Twitter. Just like a lot of like really big, solid numbers lately.
Nice.
Thank you, weirdos. You're incredible. That's all I have for like...
Oh.
Beginning episode housekeeping. So,
great.
What kind of weird stuff do you want to talk about, Christy? Oh, we didn't even say any, like, hi. That's Christy.
Hi.
I'm Ashley. This is That's Weird, a podcast about weird shit. Okay.
I think they probably, I hope they know by it.
You would hope.
Like 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is That's Weird? Never mind.
Like, oh, I thought this was a different weird podcast. I'm out.
Okay. So mine... You know how I love conspiracy theories.
Yes, you do.
Mine is new chronology.
New chronology?
New chronology.
Okay.
And its sister conspiracy theory, phantom time hypothesis.
Christy, what the fuck?
Those were just the ones that I liked the names the best and had the most information about. So it's all of this falls under the umbrella of... I feel like it's called like historic revisionism, basically.
I don't know what any of this is so far.
So basically, there's a bunch of different theories all over the world about how like however we've done our chronology for our history is fucked up somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
And it ranges from like these ones are great. But it ranges from like Holocaust denialism and also several other things that are just kind of the same thing, but less well-known historical things that happened to like just somebody being like, we're like 1,000 years off.
Right. Where it's like, it's not really 2018. And we're supposed to be a totally different year.
Yeah.
That's wild.
There are so many. There are a lot of them.
Okay.
But this one's a good one. So new chronology. There's some time missing in our chronology because, or there's a lot that's been fabricated, basically, because like the things that we attribute happening in like ancient Rome and Greece and Egypt actually happened during the Middle Ages. There's a lot. A lot of these center around the Middle Ages for some reason.
Of course.
I think because those are like.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. She's dying.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I don't know what happened in the Middle Ages. I guess people didn't keep good records, or they just feel like they're far enough away just for someone to have fucked with them, but it's close enough that, like, probably we can figure out what happened. I don't know. I don't know.
They can say some crazy shit about it and, like, nobody can check this.
Yeah. That's exactly. So the idea is that we fucked up our chronology, or alternate histories have been covered up. That's kind of historical revisionism in general. But so new chronology, one of the interesting things is, so it's specifically associated with a Russian mathematician. His last name's Fominko.
Nice.
And he got his ideas mostly from like a Russian scholar named Nikolai Morozov. And I guess that, like, basically at the end of when the Soviet Union dissolved, just a shitload of like alternate history theories and conspiracy literature, as Wikipedia put it, like, just exploded. Literature. Everybody was like, free speech, like, and I feel like what happened was, you know, when you fuck with people's perception with propaganda and shit like that, like with the Soviet Union kind of stuff happened, then when it dissolves and everybody can say what they think, they just made shit up.
Right.
So many people just made shit up and were like, you know what? They lied to us about a lot of things, and I bet that this is actually what's been happening.
Yeah, if you lie to people so much, like everything they know is a lie or not true or whatever, then I feel like they're either more susceptible to that, like,
yeah,
they'll believe anything, or they won't believe anything because they'll be like, I can't trust anyone, and right. I don't know what's true or false now.
I gotta figure it out for myself.
Either way, you're probably fucked.
Yeah. So this one, I just liked that. But so this one is basically what he's saying is, if you take, this is his thesis. There are a bunch of ancient groups of people that you can think of, like, you know, Romans and people basically in like Egypt, like Middle Eastern, Eastern Europe, that kind of area of the world. There's a bunch of different groups of people that we have histories about, you know, the Turkish Empire or the Ottoman Empire, and like even like Eastern or Central Asian people, like Mongols and stuff like that. Like all of those people, even though as we know it, span like about 1,000 years and also a huge amount of geography, are actually just one people, the Slav Turk Empire, which covered all that ground all at the same time during the Middle Ages. And the distinctions between the groups is, it doesn't seem to me like there's like a malicious conspiracy, but basically what he's saying is, first of all, he rejects commonly accepted methods for dating things. He just, everything that you date things with, where you're like, yeah, this was 1,000 years ago. Like, he's just like, no, that's not accurate. I don't accept that.
This guy sounds like the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he looks through like different texts and histories, and he does this like parallelism thing. And he's including things like the Bible and stuff like that. Like he thinks that like Jesus is some amalgamation of like all these different historical figures and stuff like that. So he basically takes, he says his reasoning is, you talk more about tumultuous points in history than you do about peaceful times. So I'm going to go through all of these texts and different like recordings of histories, and I'm going to find like there's a little diagram where you can see like parallel things of things that are happening in different histories, and I'm going to take the chronology from like 1,000 years ago and like 2,000 years ago and the histories that we have of them, and I'm going to find points in the texts where people talk exactly the same amount about them.
What?
And those points in time, by reasoning of, you talk about as like this certain amount of, much about like, you know, like, oh, the I don't think that this is like at the right time period, but like the War of the Roses, right? I found a book and they talked about it like this many paragraphs. And also, like, some point in, like, the Bible, they talk this many paragraphs about, like, some other, like, war.
And so that means that...
Those are the same.
Okay.
And they've just, over time, basically different historians and translators have mislabeled the chronology of the same things. So, like, somebody's reading some ancient... Sumerian text, and somebody's reading the Bible, and somebody's reading like some monk in Middle Ages talk about different histories of like a war, and they're called different wars, and they have different people involved, and they're at completely different times. But what he's saying is basically the different historians and people that are translating all of those just mislabeled the chronology, and that war and the people are all the same thing. And so basically it's this concept of like these historians and translators are creating phantom copies of events in throughout the chronological timeline that we recognize. And then some guy in the late 1500s, really early 1600s, just put it all together wrong. So he just took those different events and accepted them in the timeline as people presented them separately and put them in a chronology, and it's wrong because there are multiple copies of one event happening, said to be happening at different times. They all actually are just one event that happened one time during the Middle Ages.
What the fuck?
So right?
He's saying this has happened many times?
No.
With many different... Oh, okay.
He's saying that... There's one timeline. There's one thing that happened at different points in history. But people who have studied the history of it, because this guy who's making up this theory is this is happening in like, I want to say like the 70s or 80s, probably.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was born in like the late 40s, I think. 45 or something. anyway, so he's basically saying like, you know, we have a record of like, the war, like the War of the Roses and the Phoenician War and like other things like that. Those are actually, two different people writing down a history of the same war. And that happened with multiple events during the Middle Ages, and people just mislabeled the time period that it happened, and then one guy put it all together as if there were multiple events happening over time with different people, but actually there's just a couple things that happened during the Middle Ages.
That's wild.
Yeah, I like it.
You do?
Yeah, so I like it. I don't believe it. Oh. I think it's bullshit, but
I think it's bullshit.
It's total bullshit. He's basically like, carbon dating? Nah, fuck that. I got the Bible, and the Bible has three paragraphs about this war, and this other book has three paragraphs about a completely different war 1,000 years apart. I bet they're the same thing. That's kind of what his method seems like to me. Although he wrote like a series of books, and apparently other mathematicians also helped him on this.
Interesting.
Yeah, so a bunch of math guys applied math logic to history, and it didn't work very well, I don't think.
You know what, math guys, stick to math.
You know what, math guys, I like the phantom time hypothesis even better.
Okay,
because this one is bonkers, and it's like a conspiracy theory, but it's so far removed from the guy who, like, the guy who came up with this, it seems like was sort of around the same time as the other guy. His name is Herbert Illig. He's a Bavarian dude.
Oh, my.
And basically, this one says that the Holy Roman Emperor Otto III and the Pope at that time added 297 years to our history during the period of AD 614
to 9/11 specifically.
911.
Oh.
I am in retroactively. So in what we know as AD 1000. It was actually AD 1000 minus 297. I don't want to do the math.
Why would people do this?
So that they could be like, we're at 1000. They just wanted to be special instead of, you know, whatever shitty, like. But they just completely fabricated and inserted 297 years between the time of 614 and 911. And basically, and they also completely and totally fabricated, you know, Charlemagne, right?
Yeah.
They completely and totally fabricated Charlemagne and the entire dynasty that followed him.
What in the fuck?
To justify Otto III's claim to the throne.
Interesting.
Which is wild. And also, like, who the fuck? Nobody gives a shit about the Holy Roman Emperor now.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a shit. It's literally been more than 1,000 years since then. Even if they fucked up the timeline, it's been more than 1,000 years since this happened. Who cares? And so it's just so funny that someone would make up a conspiracy about, like, an ancient government adding time. I love it.
So does that fuck with our years now, then?
Yeah. I mean, we're 297 years off. We're 297 years, like, too late, I guess, kind of, because they fucked with the retroactively. They just fabricated some years and then said it's 1080.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's kind of ridiculous. I don't.
I love it.
Know how to.
Do you realize
I love it.
How much of European history has to completely change if all of Charlemagne was fabricated?
That's truly wild. Like, I bet that things were embellished or left out, or I'm sure there is some made up shit.
Absolutely. Like, all of history is made up.
But when it comes to, like, time, when it comes to, I don't know that. I don't know about that.
That's why I like it. And there are so many of these kind of things. And so many of them, like I said, like, they have to do with the Middle Ages or having to do with, like, the Dark Ages, where, like, for, especially because for a long time, we didn't have, like, a really accurate idea of events in history during the Dark Ages. And then people found, like, shit that, like, I don't know, Vikings wrote or something, I guess. I don't really know. I didn't read it. Okay, I was focused on other things.
It's fine.
But,
well, that actually reminds me, because didn't, when, like, the world didn't end or whatever in 2012, weren't they saying that it's because our calendar is wrong or something like that?
Oh, probably.
And it's still coming.
It's still coming.
Or now it's like 2021 maybe or something like that.
Oh.
That the world will end. And that honestly seems fairly plausible.
I mean, that seems right. That seems correct.
Like the calendar's off or something. We're supposed to have more months or less months or I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah. Well, because in Roman times, they had 10 months and then they added a couple.
Great.
They really did.
Great.
There's like all of our months are like reasonable months. And then they also added some that are named after people.
I could really do without December and November, if we're being honest.
Really?
I don't like holidays.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a holiday hater.
Okay, that's fair.
But if we didn't, I guess, how does that work? For some reason, I just thought if you got rid of those months, you got rid of the people born in those months. So I was like, oh, I wouldn't have a mom or a boyfriend. It's fine. But that's, I mean, they would just be born in other months.
No, they'd just be born in like January.
Yeah. Cool. Join the January Club. It's great. Who doesn't want more Capricorns running around?
Fair.
Wrecking shit, being bossy for no reason. One of us. Christy.
One of us.
We're recording in the morning, which is earlier than we usually record.
It's true.
And even though I've had some caffeine, I was not prepared for that information to enter my brain. And I don't even know how to respond or how to feel about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that's how I feel about most conspiracy theories. I'm just like, I don't know what I think about this. I don't know what to do with this information.
What? Why? Why is this a thing?
Yeah. Why are people doing these things?
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to think about.
It's fun to think about. So do you think that we're years off or is that also bullshit? Okay. Well, I don't know.
Of course not. I don't think.
But how can we also be sure?
Well, we can't. That's why I like thinking about
it. That's true.
But I also kind of. Well, here's the thing. I don't think that it's true, because most of the people that do a historical revisionist like theory are like, yeah, carbon dating, that's bullshit. Yeah, all these things that we have that can scientifically prove stuff, and also star charts, like, that's bullshit. Like, there's literally like Sumerian star charts that we with science can track astrologically and go, yeah, that was an extra 1,000 years ago. It was not in the Middle Ages. It'd be impossible. The moon would be in a different spot or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, that kind of, we have those things. Like, we have an amazing amount of ancient records that nobody talks about, really, except people who actually care about it.
Oh, just those people?
Which I learned about just reading about how this other guy just was like, yeah, but those don't count. Listen, they talked about this thing happening of an equal amount of time, so it's the same event. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah,
I love science and I love space shit, so
exactly,
I'm on that team, whatever that team is.
Team space shit.
Team, it's 2018. That's my team.
That's my team. Team, it's 2018. The other thing is, I don't really think it matters.
True.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't change anything.
Doesn't change anything.
What year it is.
Will we still have computers if it's actually 17, 87 or something? Like, whatever. We still would. So who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's a very bizarre theory or whatever the fuck it is. It's very interesting, the people that spend their time on that. That spend their time on time.
That spend their time on time.
Thank you for mind-fucking me, Chrissy.
You're welcome. Everything we know is a lie, and also nothing matters. That's my conclusion.
Oh, good. Well, as long as...
Just to reiterate. So that you know.
This is a podcast about positivity. No, not at all.
Has it ever been positive? No.
Not at all. Never. Well, all right. Actually, I'm very curious what you put in your show notes for this.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've got a couple of Wikipedia pages.
Okay. Are there interviews with these people?
I'm sure there are. That guy?
Or like, I don't know. I kind of want to know more about...
The guy?
The guy.
I mean, he wrote an entire series of books.
I'm sure he did.
So I can link you guys a library link to that.
Okay.
Because it's translated into English.
Nice. Oh, is that the guy? Where is he from again?
Russia.
Russia. Girl, my topic's from Russia.
Wow. Is this the collusion episode?
That is. We must have had that on our minds lately for some reason.
Wow.
Which is funny because I thought it was like, I was like, oh, it's probably a good idea to like cover a weird Russian topic so that whenever the government starts like rounding up us liberals.
Oh my God. I was just thinking after I made a joke about collusion to tell you to like cut it out, because I was like, the FBI is going to get us.
They love collusion and they love Russia. Well, not the FBI. Does the FBI? I don't know. Who knows anymore?
Ashley, I don't know. I'm just here for the governmental conspiracies.
They
might as well. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. I mean, I always think fondly of the FBI because I think of Dana and I think of Fox.
Sure.
But that's not accurate because those are not real FBI agents.
What a good name for a person, though.
What, Fox?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's such a great name.
It is.
I really want a dog named Fox to go with my other dog named Snake.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be so cute?
I love it.
But anyway, so yeah, it's good to have some. Now we have like things to talk about to our new Russian overlords. Like when the guards come to check on us in our cell, we'll be like, hey, I know some cool Russian stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're practicing for our future.
For our eventual sad future.
As if they're going to trap us and not just kill us and make it look like an accident.
True.
God.
True. We don't even know how to speak Russian, though. That's the next step, I think.
Better get that Duolingo.
Duolingo. Oh, yeah. Do they have a Russian version of Duolingo?
I'm sure they do. Maybe. I don't know.
Anything about Russia. And I'm fine with that. Except for now. I know a little bit, I guess. But whatever.
I know. I liked the cartoon Anastasia.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know about Russia. It's got snow. Also, I think like half of that movie was actually set in other parts of Europe and most of it wasn't in Russia.
Is that the Disney movie?
It's not Disney.
Oh, what is it then? Is that a Mandela effect thing that I think it's Disney?
Yeah. Maybe.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, it is. No, it's Warner Brothers, I think, or something like that. Universal. It's one of those that they are making a Disney-like movie, but it's a little edgier.
That makes sense, because after learning about Anastasia and her family and how she died, that does not seem like a Disney movie to me.
No.
Which, by the way, you would love the most recent episode of My Favorite Murder about the fall of the Romanovs. They literally just went over that.
Wow.
And Anastasia and all of that. Anyway, okay. I want to talk to you about the Tunguska event.
What?
You've never heard of this?
No. I feel like that's my response to everything I know. I'm like, what?
Every episode we do the exact same thing. Whatever.
Also, I really don't know the things that you're talking about. It's well, not even fake.
I never know the shit you talk about. I think that's kind of great because we go to very different ends of the internet.
It's true.
Usually, except for the Hinterkaifeck murders.
Oh, that was so fun.
But otherwise, we're always on completely different ends.
I almost told a different story about another person hiding in someone's home and murdering them, but I thought maybe we touched on it before.
Fuck. I love those stories, but also my nightmare. All my nightmares.
Oh my God.
Okay. For real this time. The Tunguska event happened on June 30th, 1908, which means that it was just recently the 120th anniversary. Is that the right math?
Yeah.
I forgot. I was like, do the math before you do this topic. And then I didn't do the math.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah. 1908 to 2018. It's 120. I'm not that dumb, right? What is it, Christy? What is it?
110.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're right. God damn it. I knew I was supposed to do the math. Duh. It's not fucking 2028, Ashley.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll cut this out. You're like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Okay. Anyway, basically, it was an explosion. The Tunguska event was an explosion or a quote unquote impact event that occurred near the Tunguska River in Siberia.
Wow.
So this area is deep in the Russian wilderness. It's like out in the middle of nowhere. And as far as anyone knows, there weren't any human casualties of the explosion because it was so remote. Though two people did die later, but not necessarily from the blast itself. But like I kept finding articles that said, oh yeah, there were no human casualties. But then it was like, oh, but also these two people died. But there's no details on how.
What?
Oh, what?
They won't tell you how? They just said they died?
Like, I assume
they go check it out and then die?
Well, right. Well, I'm about to get to that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I assume they died as, like, a result of, I don't know, maybe their house fell down or
their house fell down.
Shut up. Okay, let me get back to my notes. I've learned not to go off my notes. So while there were technically no human casualties, lots and lots of animals died, which is the worst. You know, I'm team animal always.
That's true.
So this explosion was so powerful. Prepare to have your mind blown. It flattened 770 miles of forest. It knocked down 80 million trees. It would have measured. What the fuck? It would have measured a 5.0 on the Richter earthquake magnitude scale.
My gosh.
If that had been around in 1908. That wasn't invented until the
1930s. Wow.
Yeah.
All of that in like there's more than 8 million trees on Earth.
And 80 million just in fuck. Russia's huge.
Oh my God.
Russia is insanely big. And apparently just a vast wilderness, or at least it was in 1908.
1908. Damn.
Which was 110 years ago. So an explosion this big would be capable of destroying a large metropolitan area. No problem. Like Seattle would be done. Goodbye. It was similar to the burst of 10 to 15 megatons of TNT, and it put off an amount of energy at least 1,000 times greater than the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. That's what I thought. God damn it. Which is a
watch it actually be Hiroshima.
Well, so I tried to look it up because I feel like I've heard people say Hiroshima.
Yeah.
But on the thing that I saw online, it said Hiroshima. And then I saw one that was like Hiroshima. So I think maybe it's both.
Yeah. And also, I feel like the more you say it, the more it blends into the two.
Yeah. Whatever.
Also, these numbers are like, I can't even comprehend them.
That's unfathomable. Too many. Like, it's insane.
Like, I can't, like, Ashley, it didn't even occur to me that the Earth had more than 80 million trees until just now. And I thought, yeah, that's probably right. But also, that seems like a bit much.
There's still so much of the Earth that is wilderness or trees. Like, it's forest. It's totally undiscovered, or however you want to say it. That's why Bigfoot could be out there. You wow. don't fucking know. And then you've got the ocean on the other side being creepy as fuck and super deep. You don't know what's in there.
Oh, my God. The ocean is where we're going to find things that are other people.
Excuse me? Nature is scary. Yeah. What we're trying to say. It's amazing. If I ever finished this topic, it will be amazing. I've trailed off so many times already.
I'm amazed already.
Where the fuck was I? Hiroshima. Japan. Okay. So it's said that Great Britain could even feel the earth shake during this explosion, and that parts of Asia and Europe saw lights or glowing in the sky when it was happening. Basically, this impact was fucking wild. It's huge. It was massive. The Tunguska event is, in fact, the largest impact event on Earth in recorded history.
Why don't we hear about this? And also, what impacted onto all of that?
Exactly, Christy.
Oh, my God.
So on the morning of the explosion, nearby-ish locals, because, again, there wasn't really anybody that lived close. These people lived in Siberia. They woke up to a crazy loud boom and shockwaves that shattered their windows and knocked people off of their feet, which is why I said, like, if the people that died, maybe it was because, like, their house crumbled on top of them or something. Yeah. I don't know. When they looked up, they saw a column of blue light, almost as bright as the sun, moving across the sky.
What?
Other witnesses reported seeing fire, or what looked like fire, in the distance, and they felt a sudden extreme heat where they had to, like, rip their clothes off. They were so hot.
What?
Some wild shit, Christy.
This is wild.
This is wild. Wild is the word of the day.
Wild is the word of the day.
Hey, guess who lost their place? Me. Okay, there were aftershocks that rattled several towns, which again was considerably far away from where it happened. And the aftershocks kept coming, like, over and over and over again. There was some kind of ash-looking cloud on the horizon that was visible. And it was like a transparent ashy gray color. And it lasted in the sky until 2 or 3 p.m. that same day. The explosion or whatever happened at 7 a.m. Then the cloud thing disappears after 3 p.m. When people went into the forest to investigate what happened, which, by the way, what the fuck? Don't do that.
No.
That's a bad idea. They found the charred carcasses of reindeer, as well as melted dishes and other things, just like shit was fucking melted and shattered, if it survived at all. Because other things like sheds or cabins or whatever that were out in the woods, those just like disappeared. They either burned up or they were fucking ethered, which is my favorite thing.
What?
I love the word ether. I love when things get ethered. I love when people get ethered on, like,
things
Twitter.
Can get ethered?
I love it as an insult, you know, like when someone gets it's like a sick burn. It's like, damn, they just got ethered. That's one of my favorite things. Anyway.
I love knowing that now is an option as a phrase.
Go ether someone on Twitter, Christy.
I'm going to create an egg. An egg account.
Yes. Become a troll. So the location of the blast was so remote that there was no way really to access it. There were no roads to it at the time, and it actually took scientists and researchers about 13 years just to go out there and try to investigate it.
What?
So again, the event occurred in 1908. And
why didn't they hike? Like, what's...
Well, they're probably scared to go out there. I don't know.
Fair, yeah.
It would be like a volunteer... It's true. I mean, maybe the Russian government looked into it and didn't tell anybody, but you never know. So yeah, it occurred in 1908, and Soviet scientists began their investigation in 1921. So who knows what happened out there in that time?
Oh, my god!
Or what, like, evidence was lost or...
Yeah.
You know. Their best guess, without being able to study the actual spot was that the Tunguska event was an airburst caused by a massive meteor falling to Earth. The thing is, though, when meteors hit a surface like Earth, they leave behind an impact crater.
Right.
And when they finally got out there to investigate, there was no impact crater at the center of Tunguska. We just played the X-Files music in our head.
Yeah.
For that silent moment.
This is a conspiracy theory.
Yes. So instead, what they found was a ring of scorched trees with all of their branches torn off or burned off, and a butterfly-like shape of burnt earth around the site. Because of this, some astronomers claim that instead of the cause being a meteor, it might have actually been a comet, which kind of makes sense because a comet could have caused the explosion while entering Earth's atmosphere, just from like the power of it. But then, because it's not, I don't know how to scientific.
Oh, ice.
Right. So it would have burned up or melted or whatever before it hit the ground, meaning that there was no impact because it never actually hit the ground.
Wow.
So like a comet's a pretty good theory. Another theory is that this was an explosion of natural gas released from within the Earth's crust, which I think is fucking insane to think about.
This is so scary. And like, how lucky is it that it happened just in the middle of nowhere instead of in a major city?
Right.
I mean, not lucky for the reindeer.
Yeah, those poor reindeer.
Probably if Seattle got destroyed, the reindeer in Siberia would be like, how lucky is it that it happened in a major city instead of somewhere where we live?
I like to think that reindeer absolutely say stuff like that about us. They're like, fuck those humans. Another great theory, because of course, is that it was aliens. Because it's always aliens, Christy.
Yeah, I believe it.
I also believe it. I mean, a UFO, a spacecraft of some kind.
Can you believe?
You should watch Queer Eye if you haven't already. But it like lands and maybe leaves that like burnt shape. And I don't know. There's like the heat and the light and the boom. Maybe they were testing something. Who knows? Who knows? And when I bring up aliens, you know I got to talk about the X-Files, which I do a lot. But this time there actually is an episode called Tunguska. It's season 4, episode 8, if you want to watch. It's actually not one of my favorite episodes. It's not even one I particularly like because it has to do with the black oil, which is a big storyline in the X-Files. And it's like a bunch of government shit. You might actually like it.
Yeah, I probably would.
You would might like that one. Krycek is in that episode, which is always a hit or miss for me.
Who's Krycek?
Krycek's a real dick. He's just like the side character on the X-Files.
Does he have a beard?
He does not have a beard. He's actually a very like...
imagined him with a beard.
Some people consider him to be very good looking.
Oh, I'm going to Google it now.
I'm not one of those people. Please look up Krycek. It's, I think, spelled K-R-Y-C-E-K. You also... It's like one of those episodes where you get to see Skinner without his shirt on, which is always weird. It's like seeing your dad in his underwear. It's like kind of jarring.
Oh, no. Also, this guy looks scary.
Let me see.
He just has too many angles in his face.
He is scary. Yeah, there's a lot of bone structure going on with Krycek.
Like, he's one of those people that I feel like sometimes people have like many, many angles going on in their bones and their face. So people are like, well, that means you're attractive. But like, actually, it's kind of weird looking.
If you prefer a doughy structure with no bones, then yeah, it's probably weird.
Did I learn something about myself today?
Amazing.
Anyway.
So even though this episode's called Tunguska, it's actually not technically about the Tunguska event, but Mulder mentions it, and then he goes to Russia where he's captured by some dudes riding horses, which is just hilarious. You should watch the X-Files. And then he learns that the mysterious rock fragment containing the black oil could be related to the Tunguska event from 1908. So anyway, I rewatched that episode while doing my research for this. Christy found, will you please send me that? Christy found the most amazing photo of Krycek with like, what is that hat called? It's one of those furry Russian like soldier hats.
I think that's the official name for it.
Correct. I knew it. And it is hilarious. I'm absolutely going to put it in my show notes. So please. But yeah, that's it, man. That's the Tunguska event. No one knows for sure what it was. I think Comet pretty good choice, but I also love the alien theory.
Comet's a good choice. I feel like I don't even know what was happening politically at that time in 1908.
Well, now that I learned about the Romanov family, they were in power and everyone was starving to death and shit. Oh. They died like 1918.
Okay, they probably weren't like testing something that was more powerful than an atomic bomb then.
It didn't seem like they were interested in that shit, but
you never know.
I mean, just talking out of my ass here, but so that's when like Lenin was doing his thing.
Yeah, the Bolshevik Revolution and so stuff.
Maybe they were testing something out there in order to take down the Romanov dynasty. Right,
in order to seize the means of production. Yeah, that I know about it. I know the Romanovs were interested in swimming based on pictures I've seen of them.
They loved to swim?
They loved to swim. Or there's a single picture of them at a lake that always gets shown when people talk about them. One of the two.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I wonder what they thought of it.
They seem so happy. They probably didn't give a shit. That's why they got all murdered and captured and there was an entire revolution.
Sad but true. So I'll put some photos of, like, there's some photos taken very shortly after the blast of, like, all the trees. And then there's some photos from, like, I think 2008 that show the forest, like, regrowth and how it still is in a weird shape. And it just, like, kind of looks wild. And if I can find a good clip from the X-Files, I'll put it in there. Otherwise, it's just going to be that picture of Krychek that you showed me, because that's amazing.
That's going to be our logo.
Please. It's amazing. But that's it. The Tunguska event.
That was great. That blew my mind. I can't believe that happened. And all those numbers associated with it.
Those numbers.
Those numbers. They were so big.
The 80 million trees. So I also looked up a weird fact to end the episode, and it's related to last episode when you mentioned that there was a bit of a conspiracy about Ernest Hemingway's death.
Ooh.
And so I went to read a little bit about that, and I found kind of a cool weird fact about him. Sort of Ernest Hemingway's old home in Florida has made it through hurricane season 167 times.
Wow.
While everyone else evacuates and their homes are destroyed, the people that live and work at the Hemingway estate have always stayed behind and somehow made it through hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. Like,
what? They're just like, you know what? At this point, it's fine.
So they always stay to take care of the cats.
Yes. There are, I love them.
I know. There's over 50 cats that live on the property. They all have like 6 toes.
Yes.
On each foot.
I love those.
They're Hemingway super cats. Cute. Little Hemingway cats.
Yeah.
And also just to like take care of the house, I guess. It was built in 1851 and it has suffered somehow zero structural damage all these years. It's been nicknamed the Limestone Fortress.
Oh.
And it's actually been like studied as a way to build other houses in Florida to withstand all the hurricanes. Like, oh, it was built that well.
Because they were like, listen, something's working here.
Yeah, it's either like Hemingway's ghost is protecting this or...
Well, yeah, that's all you have to do then is just infuse every brick with Hemingway's ghost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Let's get a Ouija board.
And I'll... No Ouija boards! If you listen, or I guess, I don't know when we're releasing that minisode, but yeah. If you're a patron, we have an amazing minisode coming out with this crazy Ouija board story that a listener sent in. And for just $1, you can listen to it, patreon.com/thatsweird. I think that's it. I think that's the episode.
Yeah, that's it.
Show notes, thatsweird.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that you can have a .sucks website. And I really kind of wish that was our website. thatsweird.sucks.
Oh, my God.
We post stuff on Instagram and Twitter at thatsweirdcast.
Uh-huh.
Episodes come out every other Monday.
That's right. We're on Spotify now.
Fuck yeah, we are. We're on Spotify now.
That's right.
And a million other places that you can listen to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll I'm just here to be the hype man.
No, I'm.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Christy. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
What podcast brings you true stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes every week?
Dumb and Busted, obviously.
But Hannah, where's your one-stop shop if you want to hear about a killer nurse, a pervy arsonist, or a group of hella old dudes breaking into a vault?
Dumb and Busted. Allison, come on, seriously? We host the show together.
Okay, last question. Where can I go if I need to hear the number one song of 1999, I Want It That Way?
What? The Backstreet Boys album Millennium? How did we even get on this tangent?
Oh, okay. Sorry for being the only one who's ever fallen victim to their tight harmonies and timeless songs. Anyway, please listen and subscribe to Dumb and Busted on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Crime you later!
Hi, this is Nikki.
And Rosanna.
Do you like trivia? Quiz shows? Learning new things about history, science, and pop culture?
We host a podcast called 6 Degrees of Wiki that has all that.
During each 30-minute episode, one sister leads the other down an exciting Wikipedia spiral to find the 6 degrees of separation between two seemingly unrelated Wikipedia articles.
The other sister attempts to guess what the next degree is during every round.
And she's usually wrong.
Hey!
So listen to find out whether or not the Loch Ness Monster is real.
You can also pick up 10,000 years of English history in just 4 minutes.
Here's an interesting fact. People that listen to our podcast are 85% more likely to beat their friends and family at Jeopardy and sound smart at parties.
Is that true?
Sure it is. So get in on that sweet, sweet brainy action and listen to 6 Degrees of Wiki every Monday.